Are you ready to begin?
Yes.
Great, then let's begin. Could you tell me your full name, please?
My name is Wang Guangsheng, and you can call me William.
Okay, thank you, William. Now, I'd like to ask you about what you do. Do you work or are you a student?
I'm a student. Actually, I've just graduated from China Agriculture University, which is a renowned university in China. And I study as a postgraduate in London University if I got a decent score in the IELTS test.
Okay. Okay, now, what did you enjoy most about student life?
Well, I enjoy the library most because I can acquire knowledge there and I can read a wide range of books, including biographies, scientific books, and so on, so I can further my academic career in the library. And also, I can make friends there, and we can share a lot of interests.
Okay. Now, let's see. Now, I'd like to ask you about art. For example, painting, drawing, or sculpture. Now, do you like art? Why or why not?
Absolutely. I particularly enjoy arts, for example, paintings. Actually, I've been learning paintings for more than 10 years. I particularly prefer painting tigers, which is also popular amongst many young adults in China.
Okay. Now, have you ever visited a museum or art gallery?
Yep. I visit art galleries very frequently, almost once a week. You know, in Beijing, there are numerous art galleries which are very popular amongst many university students. And they are really eye-opening. And I've learned a lot during my visiting.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you about shops. How often do you go shopping?
Well, when I was a little boy, I seldom went shopping because there are very few shops in my hometown. However, nowadays I go shop very frequently. You know, there are many supermarkets around my university. I usually go there to buy some necessities like food and clothes.
Okay. Now, how have shops changed in your town or city in recent years?
Shops really have changed a lot during the last decades. I think the main change is that there run more and more supermarkets. For example, about 5 years ago, there are a lot of small shops around my house. However, currently there are more than 10 supermarkets near my place. So I think it's the most chain. In addition to that, we can go shopping more conveniently than the past.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
We're out of time for that one. I'm going to give you a topic, and you have 1 to 2 minutes to talk about it. Before you talk, you have 1 minute to prepare what you would like to say. You can make some notes on a piece of paper if you wish. Is that clear?
Yep.
I would like you to talk about something you did in the past that was interesting or exciting. Now remember, you have 1 to 2 minutes for your monologue, so don't worry about the time. I will stop you when the time is up.
Okay.
Okay, you may begin.
Okay, I'd like to talk about a basketball game I watched when I was a freshman in my university. About 4 years ago, the student union held a basketball match between the students and the teachers. That game started at about 9 o'clock in the afternoon, so most of the students were free, and I went to enjoy that game with my classmates. That match was really exciting. At the very beginning, the teacher team seemed to be stronger, and they scored more than the student team. However, in the second half, the student team changed their strategy. By that, I mean, two students tried their best to prevent the best player of the teacher's team from scoring. And this strategy seemed to be very effective. At the end, the student's team scored 5 points more than the teacher's team, and they won the game. So, if it has told me anything, I think it's that good strategy really matters, and sometimes it is as important as.
Okay. Thank you.
If not, okay.
Our time is up. Thank you. Now, you have been talking about something exciting that you did in the past, and I would like you to now open up a discussion with you about the general theme of festivals and celebrations. Now, first, most people find national festivals and celebrations very exciting. What are the main reasons why such occasions are exciting for people?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. The main reason may be that they the main reason is the culture. You know, for example, in China, many people are crazy about Spring Festival, which is the most important festival in China. So during that festival, many people feel excited, and they think that the culture is very unique from other nations. I think another reason may be that the media tried to broadcast some special programs which can be really exciting, and many people watch the program and become excited.
Okay, great, thank you. Now, what is the role of food in ceremonies and festivals? What is the role of food in ceremonies and festivals?
Absolutely, food plays an important role in festivals. First of all, during some festivals, people eat certain food. For example, during Spring Festival, many Chinese eat spring roll, which is it's very popular amongst Chinese people. In addition to that, food may represent food may represent certain culture. For example, kung pao chicken also means the culture of Sichuan province in China. So that dish is popular amongst many young people in China.
Okay. Now, are there any street carnivals or processions that you know about in your country? And what do people usually do in those street carnivals or processions?
Of course, there are some street carnivals in China. For example, in during summer, many people run on the streets and they speak. Speak aloud when they are running, and they may want to express themselves. And this festival is really popular in the youngsters.
Okay. Now, let's see. Do you think being very paid? Well, actually, we're done with that. Well, that concludes the mock speaking test.